In this slok, Bhakti Samit Sindhu 4.1.19, when actual Abhimanyu came, Jatila became very angry, her eyes turned into reddish, and she started chastising, "Oh, I know you, who are you? Get out from here. I know you came in disguise." Abhimanyu told, "Mother, mother, I am your son, I am your son." And but seeing her own son, Jatila could not recognize, because when Krishna, he sang Bhagavan, when he want to cheat, so how other can understand his cheating? So Jatila, being actual mother of Abhimanyu, he thought the disguise of Krishna who came in form of Abhimanyu, he is his actual son, and not let in to his own son Abhimanyu. Seeing this, the all sakhis, they are smiling, because they know that Krishna is here and in disguise of Abhimanyu. What will be result hearing Hari Katha? It mentioned Pravishtra Karanarandhrena Sanang Bhava Saroruham Dhunati Samalang Krishna Salilasa Jatha Sarat. Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 8, slok number 5. Up to copy from Srila Bhakti Sai Maharaj Bhagavatam. And what is the effect of Harikatha? When you start hearing Harikatha, only hearing Harikatha, your anartha, means unwanted desire, will go away. It mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nasta prayesa bhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. I have to quote it from Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Slok number 18. 1.2.18. And have to quote slok number chapter canto 1, chapter 2, slok number 19, slok number 20, and slok number 21st. So meaning of this, nasta prayesu abhadresu, as much as you hear Harikatha from bona fide guru or Vaishnavas, what will be effect? Almost all abhadra will go away. How it will possible? Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. You have to listen Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Here Bhagavat Sevaya means only by serving Bhagavatam. Bhagavat also two types. One is Granta Bhagavat, another Bhakta Bhagavat. Granta Bhagavat means Bhagavat in book form, another Bhakta Bhagavat means Bhagavat means high class devotee in devotee form. So Grantha Bhagavat also two types. One is Srimad Bhagavat, the pastimes of Lord Krishna's mentioned there. There are Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu are there. So if you want to receive mercy from book from Bhagavat, Grantha Bhagavat, first you have to go to Bhakta Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat are three types: Murchit Kasai, Nirdhut Kasai Prapta Parsad Bhagavad Deha. Murchit Kasai means there is some fault but in latent position. Just like Narad Rishi. When Narad Rishi, when he was son of maid servant, when his mother died, he went, even he not do cremation ceremony for his mother, he went to forest and do bhajan. And he thought, I'll be in forest because forest is mood of goodness. City is mood of passion and village is mood of ignorance. So he thought, better I will be in forest, it will be favorable for my bhajan. But never think I will depend on Krishna. Where Krishna keep me, I will be there. So he has desire to be in forest, so it called little fault, because we have to always depend on Krishna. What he wants to do, we have to do according to him. But Narad Rishi, when he was son of maid servant, he thought, no, I will be doing bhajan forest. So due to this fault, he only, when he was too much restless for darshan of Bhagavan, Bhagavan gave him darshan like a thunderbolt for a few seconds only. After that he disappeared from his vision, then he began to weep so loudly. Then aerial sound came, O Narad, I never give darshan anyone like this stage. Only to increase your eagerness I give you darshan. By this no more darshan possible. When during bhajan when you give up this body and come to me, then you can darshan me eternally. So Jila Jiv Goswami Pada has explained about this, that he had some desire to be in forest. So this is his fault called Murchit Kasai. Second one, Nirdhut Kasai, whose fault completely wash out. Like Sukhdev Goswami, when Parikshit Maharaj got cursed by Brahmin, because Parikshit Maharaj went for hunting, on the way back he became very thirsty. He was passing through a Rishi's ashram. Rishi was in trance. He asked for water, but Rishi was in trance, he could not listen. So he told, oh, you are not given even to serve water to human beings? And close by there is a dead snake. So he took this dead snake by his bow and put on his neck. Well, this is your reward for you. But somehow other his son came later on and he found that somebody put snake on his father's neck. So then he told that this is somebody who put this snake on my father's neck. The snake will bite him in 7 days. So when Parikshit Maharaj came to know and he gave up all his kingdom, everything, then all rishis and munis came and Sukhdev Goswami came later on, and he completely disrobed. He has no sign, he has no body and bodily conception. He spoke Hari Katha there. So he is Nirdhut Kasa, he has no fault at all. The third type of Bhagavat, Bhagavat is Prapta Parsad Bhagavad Deha, the second stage of Narad Rishi. When Narad Rishi attained his transcendental body and travelling all over universes, this is called Prapta Parsad Bhagavad Deha. So if you want to know about Srimad Bhagavat, you have to surrender yourself first in the lotus feet of Bhakta Bhagavat, which mentioned about three types. And Grantha Bhagavat, first Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, then Srimad Bhagavat. First mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then mercy of Krishna. If you get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, then you can get mercy of Srimad Bhagavat very easily. So it mentioned in scripture, I have heard from my Srila Guru Maharaj.
I'm from India.
Online still?
No, sir. It's at Houston.
So Nikola will pick up. So it mentioned that Aradhito Navabanam Brajakana Nangte Naradhito Navabanam Brajayeva Dure Aradhito Dijasuto Brajanagaraste Naradhito Dijasuto Natabeha Krishna. Aradhito Navabanam, if you do bhajan of Navaban, then what will result? Navaban means Navadibdham. Brajakana Nangte, then you can attain the mercy of Vrindavandham. If you not do so, it's not possible for you to attain the mercy of Sri Vrindavandham. Aradhito Dijasuto Brajanaga Raste, if you do bhajan of Dijasuta, Dija means Brahman, Suta means son, because Marjada Purushottam Lord come in this world in Kshatriya dynasty. Lila Purushottam, Sri Krishna incarnate in this world in Vaishya, means in Gop family. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prem Purushottam Bhagavan, he incarnate in this world in Brahman dynasty. So yeah, Dijasuta means Sri Sachinandan Gaurhari. If you do bhajan of Mahaprabhu in servitor mood in Navadvip, then you can attain Krishna as in paramour mood. If you not do so, if you not surrender yourself to Mahaprabhu and not following Mahaprabhu's process, you never attain mercy of Sri Krishna. So this is the complete point number 8. Hare Krishna.